One of the persistent complaints in Spicewood Beach is the way the Lower Colorado River Authority warned people their town's water system was in trouble.
What warnings? We didn't get any warning.
Robert Salinas is taking a lunch break from a construction job with his friend Martin Peterson. They're actually on the same road the LCRA now uses to haul water into town in tanker trucks. For Salinas, the 3 weeks between the time the Water Authority stopped selling Spicewood Beach's water and when the well failed doesn't seem like a warning at all. Peterson says the agency should have known the well was in trouble just by casting a glance to the water level in Lake Travis, right next door. He says well water and lake water, it's one and the same.
They do tie in, yes. It bleeds through the ground into the well.
Now, neither of these guys are hydrologists, but they're right about how the Spicewood Beach well worked, as a quick internet search with an expert on the subject soon confirmed.
Here's lake levels, water use survey. Let's see here.
Dr. Jack Sharp teaches hydrology at UT's Jackson School of Geosciences.
So that's the well that failed?
I suspect so. And it does say it is in alluvium. It says it's in alluvium, and it's evidently relatively shallow. I'm surprised. So that's a very shallow well in the alluvium up there. Interesting.
An alluvial well is a well that gets its water from a nearby surface water source, in this case, Lake Travis. With lake levels dropping and the LCRA and the community pumping water out of the well, Sharp says it's no surprise the well failed. So if it happened at Spicewood Beach, could it happen at another Highland Lake well? I put that question to LCRA's water operations manager, Ryan Rowney.
As this drought continues, I mean, we're all in uncharted territory here. We're not really sure what's going to happen with the groundwater in our area because this is new for all of us.
He says there aren't many other alluvial wells in the Highland Lake system, but he agrees that wells there are affected by dropping lake levels. When the lake drops, the wells drop.
There are other parts of the state where that's the case as well, where there's an identified connection between a surface water source and a groundwater source.
Barney Austin is a hydrologist with Interra, an environmental consulting group. He says groundwater, that's water from underground, is traditionally tested for surface water. That's water from lakes, creeks, and the like, to gauge water quality. Surface water is more likely to contain contaminants and requires more extensive treatment. But in a drought, there's another reason to test for surface water.
Because obviously, if your lake level is dropping, you want to know about that in your groundwater levels.
And that's where some say the state hasn't been paying enough attention. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality tests some groundwater wells to see if they're fed by surface water, but those tests have been called unreliable. For example, Spicewood Beach's well tested positive for surface water contamination once and negative another time, according to Interra's Barney Austin. TCEQ says it tests 10 to 15 wells a year, but the commission concedes there are drinking water wells in the state that have never been tested. Would a clear understanding of where wells are getting their water help during the drought? LCRA's Ryan Rowney.
I think at this point in time, yes, because every drop of water counts.
In the meantime, communities near Texas reservoirs wait to see what lower water levels will mean for their wells. These are communities like Silver Creek, about 30 miles north of Spicewood Beach. It's located on a stretch of land that used to be the shore of Lake Buchanan. Now, freshwater clamshells crunch underfoot where water once flowed. The lake is 21 feet below its average water level, and the town is in stage 3 water restrictions.
So our main well went dry, so we had to go to our secondary well, and that's what we're using now.
Nelson Brock works for the Silver Creek Community Water System, serving about 200 people.
You know, if the well did go dry, we'd have to truck in water, like Spicewood Beach is doing.
Brock says the community has dug a new well, but getting it permitted and up and running could take 5 or 6 months. Until then, he'll be keeping one eye on the sky, watching for rain, one eye on the water levels in the lake, and his mind always on the town's last remaining water well. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.